A tent city has sprung up on the lawn outside the Sioux Civic Center since a protest by addiction advocates last Monday. It started with one teepee and grew daily with two or three more tents each day. The population of this city is about 30 to 40 people, said advocate Donna DeSimon, who adds they are not going anywhere until some sort of solution comes for the Sioux's homeless community. There are sacred fires burning, said DeSimon. The sacred fires will be here until there's a resolution. She said if something doesn't happen by Monday, two residents of the tent city have said they will start fasting. DeSimon said a recent announcement about 22 spaces for the city's homeless is not nearly enough. She is looking for a gym, a church basement or unused schoolhouse for possible short-term help before the winter sets in. DeSimon said Mayor Christian Provenzano, Sao Malcolm White, Mike Nadeau of the city's social services department and other councillors have visited the tent city. She said Provenzano has been there almost every day. They are all trying to help, she said. Members of the community have also been helping with donations of tents, food and firewood. The city allows members of the tent city to use washroom facilities, but DeSimon said the donation of a porta-potty would be very helpful. DeSimon says she gets to go home at night, but the homeless are staying for now. She says they would be on the street or in the bush if they weren't here. The atmosphere on the lawn is peaceful and friendly. The lawn is kept tidy and the smell of burning wood gives it a campy feel. The people are friendly, including Amanda Jabor, whose warm smile and friendly demeanor puts visitors at ease. The message, however, is serious. Jabor has experience in these settings. She was recently at a tent city in Vancouver before making her way back home to Sault Ste. Marie. We need a permanent solution, not warming stations, she said.